Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Waiting. You do it at grocery stores, in traffic, and at the doctor's office. But what if you could skip the wait altogether? Introducing TrustCare Plus, a healthcare membership that makes feeling better even faster. Skip the waiting room and enjoy priority access at any TrustCare clinic. Sick kid? Text your care crew day or night. Get discounts on prescriptions and so much more. Wait no more. Feeling better just got a whole lot faster. Join TrustCare Plus today. Plans start from just $15 a month. Learn more at TrustCareHealth.com/plus.
Roll free record on my count. 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2. Roll A, fade up on A.
Southern Miss to the top. You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
Hey, Ed, we're glad you are. Welcome to a Monday edition of the Super Talk Eagle Hour. Bob Getty and Andrew Abbott from the Southern Bank Corp Studio. Sunny and very, very hot. Oak Grove, Mississippi. Hot in here, isn't it, Andrew?
It's hot in the studio.
Hot in the building, hot outside of the building, just hot everywhere. Opening segment sponsored by Dickie's Barbecue Pit, which is a great place to take your family for a good meal tonight, hot or not outside. And start lining up now your football tailgates. That's the perfect place to call for catering. Dickie's Barbecue Pit, really do appreciate all they do. All right, Patrick Irby owns Anatomy's Fitness Club. We're going to be talking to him at the end of the show. Hopefully hear from, I think we've got an interview lined up with Arkansas State football coach Butch Jones, one of the up-and-coming teams in the league. But first, we're going to go to our old buddy Heath Hinton and with Big Gold Nation. And Heath, we're going to throw a curveball at you here. I'm going to give you a minute to respond to this, to think these answers out. I'll go to Andrew, but right before we went on the air, Andrew had this idea, Heath. So let's get your list, start working on them now. Five priorities that you see for the Southern Miss Athletic Department as we enter the fall and head into a new year. The top five priorities in your mind for the Southern Miss Athletic Department. Are you good with that?
I'm good with that.
All right, you work on it. Let me go to Andrew first. Andrew, let me hear your first priority for Southern Miss Athletics.
Well, I think in the athletic department probably shares this as well, but I think number one is just any kind of progress on Reed Green Coliseum. That's probably number one. Bold it, underline. I think it's light years above anything else on this list at this point. So that is my big one.
Where are we there, Andrew?
I know the roof is done, but I don't know. I just keep hearing a lot of back and forth. I've heard some different things. Nothing official, of course, but it just seems like people are trying to get on the same page of things is probably the best way to phrase it. But it's going to happen. They've got the money. The plans are happening. I mean, it's just like everybody else. We're waiting to see. So that's probably number one. I think everybody in the athletic department would agree that It's time, and something needs to happen. Move some dirt. Anything.
Put up a sign.
Yeah.
Anything.
Number two, and I think this is more of a wishful thinking, but I think considering the progress and how much money has gone into the program, I think we all need to see the football team in a bowl game. And I say that because, you know, Jeremy McClain's done a really good job of keeping the budget together despite a lot of losing. So, I mean, if this place can just get some winning, they're going to see the return. But it's got to happen. As some type of winning, anything. Number three is probably more of wishful thinking, but man, everybody would think would love to see baseball in the World Series finally, and just finally get the monkey off the back.
You had to bring that up.
Number four, and I think this is a little telling of this past year, but man, I'm a big believer that you should, number one, be trying to win in every sport out there. I don't care if it's the sports nobody cares about. If you're in athletic department, you should be trying to win them all. It looks good for your brand in some way, shape, or form. I don't care if it's tennis. I don't care if it's men's golf. I don't care if it's football, baseball, basketball. You should be wanting to win. And I just feel like most of the sports at Southern Miss, at least the Olympic sports, have not been held to the same type of accountability as some of the other sports. And a lot of them have, and understandably so, when football's not winning, other things tend to fall by the wayside. But, you know, I think you look at women's golf, for example, even men's golf to a certain degree, they had resources put into their program. They won. I mean, I just think we kind of need to see that in some other sports. I'm not going to name drop them all, but I do, in my opinion, outside looking in, there would be multiple coaches in the Olympic sports realm that I think should be on the hot seat. I'm not going to name drop, though. You can go back and look through things if you so wish. But that's probably my big quote-unquote call-out. But and then the last one, and this is kind of tied to that, but gosh, we need to see somebody win on the basketball court this year. And I know both teams have put in a good bit of money in terms of NIL, so I think there needs to be some type of investment return in that. I think the theme of this year is going to be investment return. Just with they've put so much money in all these sports, and I'm sure everybody else in college sports just feels the same way, but it seems like this school might need it a little more than other places.
All right, there's Andrew's top five. All right, Heath, let you and I go one by one. You do your first one, then I'll do my first one. First of all, what would be your number one priority for the athletic department?
Fundraising for NIL growth, because of the collective bargaining, because of everything coming up under the school. Look, I hate to say it in this day and time, and I don't like it, but fans have to pay for the team and the sport itself. So you have to do what is required today. And fundraising, NIL growth, you have to continue that. And I think they've done a really good job, but I don't think, you know, it's going to get more expensive. It's not going to get cheaper.
All right.
So you're going to have to. I think that is number one. You've got to continue that.
All right, guys, I'm going to give you my number one. And I think mine is pretty obvious. There desperately needs to be a turnaround with the football program. And I speak as a guy that deals with a lot of business people in Hattiesburg, and a lot of our clients and friends in and around the campus and the restaurant business, various businesses, not just the restaurant business, tell me that their fall business really ebbs and flows with the success of football. If you got a successful football team, people want to come drink and eat and have a good time before and after the game. As one client recently told me, nobody was showing up for the games by the end of last year, and those that did had gone home at halftime. So you both can comment, but I think right now that the community, not just the university, Heath Hinton and then Andrew, but the community of Hattiesburg, desperate for some turnaround and football success.
Oh, absolutely. Look, I grew up in the 90s, and I went to Southern Miss in the middle, late 90s to watch those games, and I can tell you it's not like it was today. It was a totally different atmosphere. I was there when they bought the goalpost down when they beat TCU. I was on the field when I was down there watching them do it. We need those times back at the Rock, and it's been a long time since we've seen anything like that. And I agree with you 100%. People realize how big of a deal Southern Miss football was back in that day. And going to a football game, going tailgating, it was the thing to do in Hattiesburg.
Right.
I want to point out, imagine this. So, and this is a credit. This is still a credit to the university as well as, you know, the current leadership in Hattiesburg. You know, since 2020, I did a story on this. I believe the GDP of Hattiesburg has grown by like $500 million. 150 of that has come from sports and athletic events. Imagine how much more it would have been if there had been a football team winning in town. I mean, it probably adds who knows how much, but that's just with Baseburg exploding. Imagine if there had been a football or basketball team that had exploded for that.
I remember, and it wasn't that too many years ago, really. It was the Larry Fedora era, and then later at Todd Monken. Guys, I remember the excitement on the campus before games, the activity all through town starting on Friday afternoon, all the people coming in from different areas of Mississippi, Alabama, Louisiana to watch Southern Miss football. And you're right, Heath. There was a time, and for younger fans, I know this just seems like, you know, old guys talking, but there was a time that Southern Miss football was absolutely dominant.
Bob, I remember this wasn't, you know, technically that long ago. We're talking late 90s, early 2000s. They were selling shirts home game this week, and you would start on Mondays wearing them.
Right.
And then they would always do these other type of shirts where they had who you were playing, and somebody at school designed them, and they sold those. And, you know, it was just a event to go to. Southern Miss football was an event, and it was fun, and the tailgate was packed out, and fans, and it was, I don't know, but you just have to have been there to understand 30,000 every weekend in the Rock. Sold out when Nebraska came to town, you know. Mm-hmm. And you're going to have that with Mississippi State and Jackson State, yes. But just think of that type of atmosphere, you know, almost every game.
No, you're right.
Memphis, Black and Blue Bowl. I mean, these are some rivalries that they were pretty brutal, and nobody liked each other. And that's what I'm hoping the Sun Belt, we're going to start seeing those rivalries, and I think we already have again.
All right, what's your next one, Bob?
All right, and we'll have to hold this over for the second segment. But I think we're about to see a new era of women's basketball, and I think getting off to a really fast start is important.
I agree. I've heard there's been some money spent, too, there. So, again, the words, return investment, the new words of college sports.
We'll talk about that when we'll talk about that when we come back. Also, I want you guys to be thinking about this. Here's another one of mine. Work on becoming more fan-friendly on game day. That's a loaded one. We'll be right back. Sure.
Robinson Electric Supply in Laurel is a wholesaler and distributor that has been powering our community for over 20 years. With everything from conduits to tape, tools to home automation devices, if you can think of it, we supply it. All you need to do is talk us through the project at hand, and we'll ensure you're equipped to get it done right. To get all the electrical supplies you need, visit Robinson Electric at 519 North 13th Avenue or call us at 601-649-1317.
Hey, Southern Miss fans, TrustCare Health is proud to support the Golden Eagles and help keep our community in top shape. Whether you're cheering at the Rock or the Peak, TrustCare has your back with convenient walk-in clinics and top-notch care for your urgent primary and kids' care needs. From game day injuries to everyday health needs, TrustCare is your go-to team. Visit us in Hattiesburg and Laurel, and let's keep the spirit of Southern Miss soaring to the top. Visit TrustCareHealth.com for more details. TrustCare Health. Feel better faster.
You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour. The Eagle Hour. Southern Miss to the top.
Hey, welcome back. Let's get right back to it. We're broadcasting from the Southern Bancorp studio. This segment sponsored by our good friends at Campus Bookmart on Hardy Street. Also want to remind you about Mo Baby Yay Company, a great place for a wonderful dessert, 2902 Hardy Street, Hattiesburg. Check out their Facebook page, Mo Baby Yay. Okay, so we're sort of fantasizing here on a Monday about five things that need to happen with the athletic department. Let's pick back up where I left off, and I'll go to you, Andrew, first. I just think that a longtime beloved coach lost, obviously, in Joy Liebig-Nellis, but the women's basketball team has a fresh opportunity, a young coach. You got to get the program to a point that it's going to compete for conference championships and get in the tournament, Andrew.
Well, I think two things with that. Number one, there's so much momentum with women's basketball right now. You're crazy to not try and hop on that train and at least get in on it in some way, which, you know, I mean, there has been excitement for the Lady Eagles before, but, you know, you could take it to a different level. And I do think, and I know they have spent a significant amount of NIL money on this year's team with bringing in a lot of the pieces from ULM and a lot, trying to bring in some very key pieces in the portal. So as I've said, investment return, investment return, investment return. But I think you hate to say there's pressure to win in year one for any coach, but in the days of the portal, particularly college basketball, where, I mean, the teams are not the same year in and year out, essentially. I mean, I think seeing a four-year starter in college basketball is going to be a 0.5% statistic in the next 4 years. So, But I think there's maybe, I don't want to say there's pressure to win because of the circumstances of last year, but like I said, I think they need to see some type of return this season.
What do you think, Heath? I think the women's basketball team becoming competitive in the conference and a postseason team would be a huge boost.
I think women's basketball has a golden opportunity right now with the momentum they have, like Andrew said. They have spent money in the portal. They are, return on investment. That's college sports these days. And I think Andrew hit it on the head. College sports, it's about money. Forget the days of amateur athletics. Those are out the door. It's about return on investment. They've done it. And look, let's throw it in there, men's basketball. Men's basketball needs to win, too.
No question.
We need to see men's basketball get, because if you're going to, if they're going to redo Rick Green Coliseum, you need some excitement from the team. You need a product that's going to sell tickets.
Right.
So they got to do their part along with the school when it comes to expanding Rick Green Coliseum.
Yeah, I think we all agree on that. All right. Andrew brought up a couple. I'm not going to rehash those, but I agree with him completely. There needs to be some improvement in the Olympic sports, I guess is the proper term. And there needs to be some substantial progress on the men's basketball arena. And you may want to talk more about that in a minute, Heath. But I want to get to this one, guys. I've long been an advocate of this. I just think that there needs to be some sort of committee, some sort of sit-down, maybe involve some people from the business community that deal with customer relations and keeping customers happy, and create more of a family-friendly, fan-friendly experience. And with football around the corner, let's just talk about that. Now, what I mean by that real quickly, Andrew, I mean, let's get a reasonable tailgate situation. Let's let people tailgate wherever they want to tailgate on the campus. Let's figure out something that prevents families who are carrying their two children from walking across half-empty parking lots for a mile to get to the football stadium.
I can agree with both of those. I do think if they win this year, that won't be the case, and that's certainly part of it. I do think two things. I'm going to defend Southern Miss in one sense outside of football. Look, basketball, I mean, people come on the court, grab, you know, autographs. I mean, it's as
very fan friendly.
Yeah, and then the guys come back out. Say baseball's the same way. So in that sense, I'm going to take Southern Miss aside. I do think in some ways they do hold on to the college sports aspect, and they're very good about, especially the outreach to the younger fans. However, I do think they need to have some better, and I'm no genius in this, better practices with the season tickets and whatnot, particularly in baseball, where the season ticket holders buy all these seats and then they don't show up for any of the games, and then you've got long lines of people who have to sit in the lounge, and you know it just looks bad. And then I feel like it's also in some way a missed opportunity on extra profit. I don't know the answer for it, but something needs, and they've tried. I know they've tried, but they need to figure something out that can work for everybody, whether it's the app or the sellback thing. I don't know, but they've got to figure something out. And it's a tough spot for a lot of places. In terms of football, yeah, I agree. I think they need to figure out the tailgate thing better. To me, and again, this is outside looking in, I'm no genius in this kind of thing, but I know they're worried about issues that happened from last year. And I do think in other college football places, particularly the bigger schools, these issues are just part of it, which tells me maybe they just need to enhance security. I don't know what the answer is. You got three different sheriff departments in the area. I don't know.
Yeah.
That's my two cents. I'm no genius. I don't know all the details of it, but that's outside looking in. That seems to be the easier path than punishing 90% of the fans.
All right, Heath, how can we make things fan-friendlier?
I think, I do agree with Andrew. Baseball, basketball, they do a wonderful job of outreach. And look, even football, the players want to meet the fans. It's not like they don't. They love meeting the kids and stuff. So I've seen it on the field after games. I think one thing that they could do, and maybe with the tailgating situation, I understand from a litigation aspect and different things, what's going on. You can't have different groups on campus selling barbecue plates that aren't authorized by the school. You can't have, stuff set up at different places. that aren't authorized by the school, something happens and the school's liable for it. So I can see their stance on that. But also, maybe you could add, get some added security, do a better job bringing a different security company, do something to where you got security there that's got a heavy presence. Then again, you don't want an overly heavy presence. You don't want somebody breathing down your neck. But they have had, you know, stuff stolen out of tailgating areas. We all know people that have had that happen. So I think they're trying to figure out a way to fix it, but I think sometimes maybe you take too much of a step forward, and I think maybe they've done it this time, but I can understand the issues that they're having. Mm-hmm. I just think they're almost in a no-win situation at that point.
All right, we've got 3 minutes left, and we have given you an opportunity to say if there's something on your mind that Andrew and I haven't touched on, Heath, what would it be?
Yeah, I think I got two. One is, I think in the future, an IPF and a new coach's locker room, that type of facility, if you've been up there, they're all bunched together.
Indoor practice facilities, what you're saying.
Yeah, okay. Indoor practice facility and a coach's office and maybe a newer locker room area, kind of like what Ole Miss has done. And another thing I would say is football's doing it now where they're starting to feed their guys 3 meals a day, especially when camp rolls around. But I'd like to see a designated players table for all sports, to where you're able to give the athletes the foods and different things they need and be able to control the intake and be able to have a dietitian there. A lot of schools in the Sun Belt already have it. Louisiana has one that works really well, and it helps control, you know, helps athletes stay in shape for the whole year.
I got you.
I think those are two things that I think would be massive.
All right, you got 90 seconds left. Andrew, finish this up.
I think, you know, in terms of extras on my wish list, you know, I do think one other thing, you know, I know there's been a grand plan in the works for years of how they want to move things on campus and stuff. I've been hearing about this grand plan for years. I've seen parts and pieces of it. And considering how long it's taken Reed Green renovations, right, because that's the thing that's held this up for years. And this is partly on the IHL board.
Right.
Not partly, mostly. Part of me thinks, like, because you've got some facilities that they've just kind of are stuck in the, you know, in this limbo, and they don't know what they know what they want to do, but they can't do it yet until things move along. And I'm just, the longer you wait, it's like, okay, you either need to embrace and pivot and enhance what you got, or you got to somehow push, you know, things through on the goal line. I mean, this is they're starting to walk into as time progresses, a less ideal territory with some of these things in terms of facilities. Like we talk about a football, you know, indoor facility. Man, we've been talking about that for years. There's no movement on it. That's partly because they have some goals with this grand plan that just has taken forever to see fruition.
But we need to move. I'm going to tell you one other quick thing. We're out of time. Long range, I suppose. You need to move the women's softball complex onto the campus.
But again, that's something that's a perfect example. Yeah. And, you know, this is held up by other things. So it's like, okay, are you just better off trying to give them something a little bit better? Or
soccer and team.
Yeah, soccer and track are in the same spot as well.
Yeah. All right, unfortunately, we're out of time, but we solved a lot of problems today, and I hope Jeremy was listening.
I don't think we solved any problems. I think we just created a complaints
list. We're available
for
consultation. Yeah. I'm sure he'll be calling any minute. All right, Heath, always good having you on the show, my friend. We appreciate you, buddy.
Hey, thank you, guys. Have a blessed one.
All right, Heath Hinton from Big Gold Nation. The phone's ringing right now, Andrew.
No,
yeah,
God.
I'm sure it's him.
Probably not what we want.
Probably not.
Southern Miss to the top. To the top. You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
Hey, always appreciate our friend Heath Hinton from Big Gold Nation joining us. Great website, great chat room, great place to keep up with Southern Miss sports, Big Gold Nation. Super Talk Eagle Hour podcast. That's another place you can keep up with Southern Miss on Apple, Audible, Spotify, Stitcher, TuneIn, YouTube, or you can tell Alexa or Siri to play the Super Talk Eagle Hour. And this segment, sponsored by our good buddies at 4th Street Bar and Grill, where you can always get a great lunch Monday through Friday. Very inexpensive, always big hearty portions, just a good place, 4th Street Bar and Grill. All right, one of the up-and-coming teams, is that fair to say, Andrew? Arkansas State, one of the up-and-comers of the league here in the last couple of years?
Let's see, they're probably the dark horse of this year.
Picked third in the league. Kelly and Andrew were, of course, at Media Day. We've got interviews with all the Western coaches, and a couple of them are going to be playing us from the East. But here's a conversation with Butch Jones, Arkansas State head coach, and we'll get Andrew's thoughts about the Red Wolves.
Coach, always good to see you. A lot of expectations on this team, but as I was going over some notes last night, you've got a lot of 71 new guys, I think, and only one defensive starter. And I know that would make you nervous under normal circumstances, but just kind of give us a team overall and why you think there's a lot of excitement about this Arkansas State team.
Well, there's a lot of momentum right now, and even though we have new faces, our culture's intact. Our older players have done a really good job of really setting the standard for the newcomers coming in. But it's exciting because it's new opportunities for a lot of players. I think, you know, we are really able to address our needs as a football program to really solidify our roster, particularly in the second quarter window. But, you know, when you mention all the newcomers, the key for us, the key to the drill is how quickly we can come together. You know, we win with connections. We build with trust in our program, our effort, our style of play. And so I think the quicker we come together, it's been a different offseason than we've ever had, just because of all the new faces, and you can't take anything for granted. But it's kind of the new age of college football. But, you know, our non-negotiables, our culture, the way we do things, that's intact.
And Jalen Rayner, of course, I don't care if you're playing Pee Wee football, you better have a good quarterback back there. And tell us about his skill set and how it has improved just since he's been in Jonesboro.
You just used the word improvement, and that's what I saw. You know, he went through kind of some growing stages of being a full-time starter, the expectations, everyone having a full year of video on him and how to play him defensively. So I thought last year was the biggest learning year that he's had. He's come in, obviously he's our leader, our players believe in him. He's our program. We built our program around him. And I think he's had an extremely productive spring, and he's had an extremely productive summer. So excited to see his continued growth and development. You know, he's able to go to the Manning Passing Academy, work that. You know, John Green's been instrumental in his development as well. So, you know, we've tried to put him around people that is really going to elevate his game. And I think he's been able to do that.
I don't know how you and the athletic director have been able to stay friends when he booked Arkansas and Iowa State.
Just so you know, that's why I'm going on my fourth athletic director in 5 years.
Okay.
But we have to play two really probably top 25 football programs back to back. It's exciting. It's a great opportunity. But you couple that also with six straight games, so our competitive depth is going to be absolutely vital.
Because Southern Miss has always wanted to play Ole Miss, and it just never has worked out. And maybe you weren't privy to it, I don't know, but I wonder how the Arkansas State game actually came about.
One individual by the name of Terry Mahathir, who's now the director of athletics in Florida. It was his vision. He worked through it along with Hunter Yurachek at Arkansas, and we made it a reality. And not only are we playing them for the first time, but we're doing it in our state capital of Little Rock. And so you talk about the entire state of Arkansas coming together for one weekend, and the state basically shutting down for our two programs to play. What a great opportunity, but also it's great for the state. And I think when you look at the dynamics of college football, why would not Ole Miss and Southern Miss play? And I don't want to speak for Coach Huff and his football program, but I think, you know, with the expansions of conferences and, you know, the coast-to-coast alignment, you know, when you play your non-conference games, keeping it in state, keeping it close for your fans, but also from a revenue standpoint as well.
All right, Coach, going into practice now, give us a look at your punch list, some things that are keeping you up at night, things that you want to get taken care of earliest. this fall?
Good question. Well, we spoke about it earlier. I think it's just our overall coming together in our team. That's the biggest thing. Is, you know, the leadership aspect of it. You know, Brandon Barnes is only in his second year as our starting safety. He's here representing us today at media. So I think the leadership, the ability to overcome and persevere. We were 7-1 last year in one score game. That happens because of connection and trust. So I think the biggest thing are the intangibles. How quickly can we come together? And then your style of play. And then obviously defensively, it's going to be the communication aspect. And then, you know, our players understanding what it takes to play winning football. Offensively, everything's going to be based around the offensive line. How quickly can those five individuals, six, seven, eight guys with the depth of whom we spoke from, how quickly can they come together?
Where are you?
I want to apologize for that background noise. That was pretty substantial. But what he was in essence in saying, Andrew, is you could build a football team around a third-year quarterback, and right now it appears Arkansas State has as good a quarterback as maybe anyone in the league. Is that fair to say?
Yeah, I mean, I'd say it's him and Braylon Braxton are probably two of the best Sun Belt returning. I mean, he threw for 2,700 yards, ran for another almost 400, 19 touchdowns. I mean, that was key to it. I mean, they bring back, like, you know, Kelly mentioned they only, I think, bring back one starter on defense. They got a couple good transfers in the portal, but there's a lot of pieces back for their offense. And they bring back a 1,000-yard receiver, another guy who ran for almost 700 yards. I think they got an all-conference alignment. I mean, there's a lot of good pieces on that offense, which is why I think if they can come together on defense, they should be a pretty good team.
You know, you don't really think of Arkansas State. You don't hear much about them when you're talking about Sun Belt football. But games like that, they're not – I mean, we're all looking at Mississippi State. I get it. And App State and Jackson State. But the Golden Eagles are going to have to be ready for teams like this, or those could be L's. Am I correct?
Sure, absolutely. But, you know, I think it was interesting to hear Butch Jones talk about how they get those in-state games. And, you know, you look at some states that, you know, they're going to, you know, their local state governments to have to step in, require people to have to play the smaller schools. And they just kind of done it naturally. That's mm-hmm. It's the way it's supposed to be, you know. Southern Miss and Ole Miss not having played since the 80s is, you know, it's a different world, sure, but it's goofy, you know. Say what you want about Mississippi State and their athletics, but man, they play them in everything. Or they're willing to play them in everything. I've seen Mississippi State play Southern Miss in every single sport since I've been here.
No, I think you're 100% right. Do you ever see the day that Ole Miss and Southern Miss will play again in football? I really don't.
No, although Charles Huff said, let's make it happen. I'd love to see him get some steam with it. So, but yeah, I say this in a nice way. I'm skeptical of some of Ole Miss. I mean, this is, you know, something that's gone on for over 30 years now, right? So
I don't really think that they have any interest in it, and I don't really think you're going to see anything materialize for it. So you think Arkansas State is a contender?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, these days, you know, whoever has the most continuity tends to win. I mean, it's the common theme now to hear teams were bringing in 70 and 80 players. I read Purdue is only bringing back one player from last year's team.
Isn't that just insane?
Yeah, they brought in like 100-something new player. I mean, this is the new world that is the portal. But, you know, I mean, the teams that can bring back the most and have that continuity, which is what we're starting to kind of see in college sports. I mean, this transfer portal thing is far from over and of how it's supposed to look, but especially it coupled with NIL. But that seems to be the trend. If you can put together winning, keep them, because most of the time these kids go off somewhere else to try and make some money, then you should have a good team. But we'll see. The verdict is very much still out on all of this.
All right. So Kelly interviewed every coach from the West. Hopefully the background noise is going to be a little better on some of the others. And the App State coach and
I think Marshall, right?
Yes, Marshall. And
Georgia Southern.
And Georgia Southern, which Southern Miss will be playing from the Eastern Division, right?
Yeah, they play Georgia Southern and App. And I think you kind of have to talk to Marshall out of – everything that happened in the offseason, you know. Mind-blowing the Sun Belt didn't schedule that game, but
so much love. All right, when we come back, we're going to talk to Patrick Irby over at Anatomies. Quickly, though, I want to remind you, because it's winding down this week, Be Quick celebrating its 60th anniversary. Still got a few days to stop by, get that Buffalo decal put on your window. Spotters are out looking for those decals. And then at the end of the week, they're going to announce four winners. You could win a Saints football experience, a Mossy Oak shopping spree, a Royal Caribbean cruise for four. That's a really nice one. Or a Biloxi offshore fishing trip. It's all at Be Quick. They're right there at the corner of 98 and Hegwood Road by Optimus Park. MCS Home Center is right down the road. They're at 7329 US 98 West in Hattiesburg, and it is a great place, a really great place for you to buy all of your home improvement needs, home construction needs, lawn and garden. They've got it all. MCS Home Center out in Bellevue. We'll be right back.
Robinson Electric Supply in Laurel is a wholesaler and distributor that has been powering our community for over 20 years. With everything from conduits to tape, tools to home automation devices, if you can think of it, we supply it. All you need to do is talk us through the project at hand, and we'll ensure you're equipped to get it done right. To get all the electrical supplies you need, visit Robinson Electric at 519 North 13th Avenue or call us at 601-649-1317.
Hey, Southern Miss fans. TrustCare Health is proud to support the Golden Eagles and help keep our community in top shape. Whether you're cheering at the Rock or the Peak, TrustCare has your back with convenient walk-in clinics and top-notch care for your urgent primary and kids' care needs. From game day injuries to everyday health needs, TrustCare is your go-to team. Visit us in Hattiesburg and Laurel, and let's keep the spirit of Southern Miss soaring to the top. Visit TrustCareHealth.com for more details. TrustCare Health. Feel better faster.
The Eagle Hour, Southern Miss to the top.
Well, welcome back to the Eagle Hour. Bob's going to get our guest on the phone for a brief moment. But, you know, it's been an interesting week. Football is just, what, 4 weeks away now? And, you know, guys, it's almost there. But I wanted to point out a couple things for this upcoming season. You know, seven home games. It's a big deal. Mississippi State, Jackson State. I think the big question is, how many? If Southern Miss wins, how many games will be sold out? Especially if they win Mississippi State, have people planned on what they're going to do if Southern Miss beats Mississippi State, or is everybody just out of it? I don't know. So, Bob, I ask you: have you even thought if Mississippi State is going to lose to Southern Miss and what this town might do? I was suggesting people should plan accordingly. Yeah. And somebody mentioned to me that this place might burn down. I don't know.
Well, real quickly, let me just say we're going to get Patrick Irby on the phone. I got tied up talking to Michael Morgans and let the time get by me. So that's on me, and I'll get Patrick rescheduled. No, Andrew, and I've got a lot of people asking me about that. I've kind of expressed my opinion. I'm cautiously pessimistic, I guess, about the outcome. But, I think it would be just a tremendous, tremendous breath of fresh air.
And is it a goalpost get knocked down kind of thing?
I hope not. No, I hope not against Mississippi State, right? That's an in-state team. Come on.
Still, though, on football?
I think, would they swarm the field? Yeah, maybe. Maybe, and then they'll storm into Fuzzy's Tacos.
Well, you know, with all that extra security they're going to have at these games, so for the tailgates, they're going to leave the stadium wide open.
Let me just say this. You can storm the field, but you better not be tailgating once that
I imagine they don't want to get the field stormed either, because they do get fined. And while Southern Miss is a little better off in money than some people might think, that's still a cost that they probably don't want to pay.
Let me throw this crazy scenario at you, Andrew Abity. Southern Miss beats Mississippi State. Mm-hmm. And then the next week is upset by Jackson State.
Yeah, I haven't thought of that.
Is that a possible scenario?
It would be the most Southern Miss thing to do.
It would be very much.
I think everybody who just heard that, probably the same thing popped in their head. Mm-hmm. But I don't think that's going to happen. I would be very surprised.
Takes me back to years and years ago, Andrew. You may not have been alive. Southern Miss goes to Tuscaloosa. They beat Bear Bryant. beat Bear Bryant, last game he ever lost.
Mm-hmm.
Come home the next weekend, lose to Louisiana Tech.
That's funny. Nobody, I know the first part of that story. I didn't know the second part.
Lost the next Saturday night to Louisiana Tech, yeah.
The Southern Miss way.
Well, I don't know. You know, Golden Eagles could pull this thing out opening weekend and beat Jackson State. You got to figure that they would do that. I look to the third game, how exciting that would be.
Yeah, I think you're right. I haven't really – you said that earlier this or earlier last week, and I think that's a really good point. That is going to be the moment of truth game. I mean, you're going to be two games in. Yeah, you've played polar opposite ends of talent, but you know what you got at that point.
Right.
I think that's a very
– especially if you're 2-0. Especially if you win the first two games, yeah.
I mean, if you're 2-0, I think, God, every game might be a sellout, at least beforehand. Yeah. I wonder who App State has to play. I'm going to look that up real quick.
Yeah,
who
their first two games. Because you know App State's a lot like Southern Miss, kind of a blue-collar, you know, tough, tough
this
athletic
is be,
program.
App State will definitely be 2-0. They got to play Charlotte, who is traditionally not very good. And then they play Lindenwood, which I didn't even know they had a football team.
What is Lindenwood?
I don't know. So, yeah, that's a very, very good chance of, you know, you could have some excitement in that game.
2-0 against 2-0, the third game of the season, opening league game. Mm-hmm. I just see a night game.
Man, what a way if you could start the year with three straight sellouts.
Oh, wouldn't that be great? And go 3-0?
Mm-hmm.
Do I think they can beat Mississippi State? I do. Do I think it's going to be difficult? I do.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that a lot of it may – turn out to be depth and conditioning at 11 o'clock in the middle of the day.
That is a very good point. That's brutal.
That's going to be tough,
such a
man.
Brutal time.
What if they were playing right now?
I would be suffering. I know that much. So, yeah, that's a really good point. And it's more interesting because I believe fall camp is going to be in the evenings, whereas before in the hall era it was in the mornings. I don't know if one way or the other would cater better for this kickoff time.
11 o'clock, I guess, obviously, it's for TV. I think that's kind of a shame. It would have been a magnificent Saturday night opening football game, but the TV rules right
in. You know, there's a lot of great week one games that, I mean, I see if I can pull it up real quick, because, I mean, Texas and Ohio State, that's one of the marquee week one games. And there's a few, if I remember correctly, like some really big-time college football games in week one.
Texas, Arkansas. I mean, Texas and Ohio State's a pretty big one.
Yeah, I mean, that's
hard to get much bigger than
understandably that. Why that would get the night slot over Southern Miss and Mississippi State.
Yeah, understandably, right?
Don't come after me on that one. I think anybody who's a sports fan can understand why, but I'm trying to get this pulled up. You got Nebraska and Cincinnati. That's a big one. All right, here you go. Ohio State, Texas State, Alabama at Florida State, LSU at Clemson. You've got Notre Dame at Miami, TCU at North Carolina, Michigan at Oklahoma, Florida at Miami, Boise State at Notre Dame. I mean, like Georgia versus Georgia Tech, Clemson at South Carolina. Oh, wait. I'm sorry. Two of these are wrong. But anyway, most of those are correct, I think.
I like LSU at Clemson. That's pretty interesting.
I think that's week one. I might have read this wrong list.
All right. Andrew's out for a few days. You'll be back Monday. Kelly's out, so I'll have the show here. And got working on guests right now. A lot of good guests coming up. Hope you'll join us. Thank you for listening. We'll catch back up with Patrick Irby. That's my bad. Southern Miss to the top.
Into the future.
Waiting. You do it at grocery stores, in traffic, and at the doctor's office. But what if you could skip the wait altogether? Introducing TrustCare Plus, a healthcare membership that makes feeling better even faster. Skip the waiting room and enjoy priority access at any TrustCare clinic. Sick kid? Text your care crew day or night. Get discounts on prescriptions and so much more. Wait no more. Feeling better just got a whole lot faster. Join TrustCare Plus today. Plans start from just $15 a month. Learn more at trustcarehealth.com/plus.
A Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.